In this bulletin, Spanish commuters to wear mandatory face masks on public transport. Half of Australia's students may fall behind in their education if schools stay shut. And in sport, the New Zealand Warriors to arrive in Australia to begin training. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. The Spanish government has declared face masks will be compulsory on public transport from Monday. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has reminded Spaniards all of the country's measures won't be eased until the coronavirus pandemic is controlled. From Monday, customers will be allowed to buy takeaway food and single clients can attend retail stores or hair salons. On Saturday, many Spaniards, including Laura, also began exercising outdoors again.
They think that it's very great to go out, so I decided to run today. And I feel like in a historical moment, you know, like with everybody out like this. So I'm very happy about this, and I think that people are quite respecting the rules. So I think it's a very happy moment.
Spain has among the strictest COVID-19 lockdowns in place after recording 25,000 deaths. The United Kingdom's coronavirus death toll is approaching a similar tally to Italy, with more than 28,000 fatalities recorded in the UK. Both countries are among the worst affected in Europe and each have populations of 60 million people or more. In the UK, opposition parties are criticising Prime Minister Boris Johnson for the government's handling of the COVID-19 outbreak. UK Housing and Communities Secretary Robert Jenrick says almost 15,000 patients are in hospital with the illness.
And sadly, of those tested positive for coronavirus across all settings, 28,131 have now died. That's an increase of 621 fatalities since yesterday. These are heartbreaking losses for every family affected, and all our thoughts and prayers are with their families and their friends.
The organisation Anglicare is weighing up whether to remove residents from its Sydney aged care home at the centre of a coronavirus outbreak. There have been 61 cases and 13 deaths related to COVID-19 at Newmarch House, with Anglicare's boss indicating there have been failings. Chief Executive Grant Millard plans to raise the idea of moving residents with those still living at the home in Western Sydney. On Saturday, two more staff members at the house tested positive to coronavirus. A new report reveals almost half of Australia's primary and secondary students may fall behind in their education if schools remain closed. The findings suggest learning from home could disadvantage vulnerable students and lead to poorer educational outcomes if no support is given. The report comes from the Rapid Response Information Forum, an advisory group commissioned by the government and chaired by Chief Scientist Alan Finkel. It analysed research from 35 organisations on the impact of online learning compared to in-class education and has been submitted to Education Minister Dan Tehan. Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his fiancée, Carrie Symons, have partially named their son after two doctors who cared for the UK leader. The child who was born last week has been named Wilfred Laurie Nicholas Johnson, with Nicholas being a tribute to two intensive care doctors. Mr. Johnson became gravely unwell when he contracted COVID-19 and he has credited medical professionals with saving his life. In rugby league, a chartered flight carrying 36 New Zealand Warriors players and staff will arrive at Tamworth Airport today. The federal government has given the team permission to train in Australia as the NRL plans to restart its season on May the 28th. Passengers will be quarantined for 14 days and must comply with Australia's social distancing requirements. New South Wales Health is cautious about the resumption of sport, with Health Minister Brad Hazzard saying no exemptions will be made for the players. Mr. Hazzard is calling for the NRL to submit a detailed plan regarding their training protocols to prevent the spread of the virus.
The danger here is pretty simple. If they do get to actually train together, you know, in particular circumstances, one player can take out the entire team and all the officials. They'll be gone for 14 days. So how they're going to make this work, I think there's still a lot of work to do.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 29. Adelaide, cloudy, 17. Melbourne, a possible shower, 15. Hobart, cloudy, 13. Canberra, mostly sunny, 15. Wollongong, much the same, 19. Sydney, similar conditions, 20. Newcastle, a possible shower, 20. Brisbane sunny and 25, Cairns partly cloudy 29, and Darwin sunny 33. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.